So a couple weeks ago, I woke up early, and I wanted to go for a hike, and I got my camera. When I go for hikes, I automatically pick up my camera, as many of you already know. This morning was different. This is what it looked like, okay? That's what it looked like. It was foggy, and it was thick fog. And I started climbing, and it was cold. And it was this thick fog, and I had a camera. Fog and cameras have a hard time reconciling themselves with each other. Just so you know, it's really hard. It's really hard to get pictures when it's foggy, okay? And so when I was climbing up this trail, and this is at Matthews Winters Open Space Park, and as I was climbing in this fog, I kept on hearing in my head, can anything good come from me climbing this mountain right now? It's cold out here. It's foggy. What am I going to be able to see, right? What am I going to be able to photograph in this fog? But then I kept on hearing, come and see, Michael. Just come and see. Keep climbing. So I did. And as I kept on climbing, I looked up towards the top, and I could see little bits of light, and it really kind of freaked me out, because first I thought, oh my gosh, there's somebody up there. And whenever I've gone up to this particular place, I've never seen a soul in the years that I've gone up there. I'm going, But I kept on hearing, come and see, Michael, come and see. So I did, and I climbed, and finally, this is what I saw. I got above the clouds. I got above the fog. And sometimes God says to me, see, I told you. But it's hard sometimes when you're climbing and you're wondering, is there anything good going to come from this? And yet we hear this invitation, keep going. Just keep going. Don't stop now. Just keep going. And so I did. And I saw more. And it was one of those times that when I was coming down the mountain, that's the fastest I've ever come down that mountain I ever have. Because I wanted people to see this too. And so I came to the office and shared these photos. And it was still super foggy down here. So most of the people here in Lakewood had not seen the sun that day. I was so excited to share with them my vision of the sun. I got to see the sun, and it was really quite stunning. Just come and see. Can anything good come from this? Just come and see. When I was living in South Dakota, I wondered sometimes, can anything good come from North Dakota? Those of you that live in South Dakota, you understand what I'm saying. I mean, can anything good come from North Dakota? I mean, it's already this cold here. I can't imagine how much colder it is in North Dakota. Right? So can anything good come from North Dakota as I'm growing up in South Dakota? Looking back, God kept on saying, come and see, Michael, come and see. And then I met my wife. My wife, Linda, whose mom is from where? Yeah. North Dakota. And I've been blessed to visit North Dakota and visit family in North Dakota. And I have that invitation in my head again from God. Come and see, Michael. Can anything good come from North Dakota? Come and see. And then when I was in high school at Wheat Ridge, don't be jealous, when I was at Wheat Ridge High School, I wondered, can anything good come from Golden High School? We were rivalries, okay? Maybe you can look back on your high school career and high school time, and maybe you had rivalries in your schools. A lot of us do, okay? Well, I didn't think much about those rivalries until I played football my sophomore year, And one of the first games was against Golden. And I remember the kickoff. I was on the kickoff team. And so I was running down when after the ball was kicked to Golden, and they're running this way, and one of their players punched me in the stomach. This isn't football, in my mind. But I again wondered, can anything good come from Golden High School? Then I went to Colorado State. And I walked into my dorm room for the very first time, and there was John. We had never met until that day. It's different now. But I walked in, met John. Super nice. And in fact, was a tremendous roommate. Guess where he went to high school? Golden High School. Not only that, later in my sophomore year, I lived in a house with a number of people that went to Golden High School. Again, in my head, I'm going, I remember there was a time in my life that seriously I thought, can anything good come from Golden High School? And I laugh about it now, but at the time, I really wondered. And then God kept on saying, come and see. Come and see. And then these words, can anything good come from Africa? Can anything good come from Africa? And I heard God say, come and see, Michael. And I was blessed to go to a place called Uganda. Yes, where this beautiful thing was made. But I have to tell you, this is just a smidgen of the beauty that I experienced there. Not visual beauty, but a beauty that was deep and profound. And I was blessed to be in a place that taught me what true generosity looks like, that is not based in anything material. And I got to experience worship that was 4 hours long. Yeah, now some of you are going, can anything good come from a worship service that lasts 4 hours long? Hear God say, come and see. And I met a people that were generous. I met a people that were genuine. I met a people that had a beauty about them that was profound and transformed my life. And I met a gentleman named Raymond Rugamayo. You met Raymond. And we were blessed to go to dinner at his house. And Raymond, Raymond lived during a time of Idi Amin. And he was actually in the government during Idi Amin's reign. And he was a part of getting Idi Amin ousted, but at the threat of his own life. And we were blessed to be invited to go and eat at his place, at his house, with his wife, his beautiful wife. And we had this beautiful meal, and I remember asking Raymond, tell me, what can Uganda teach? What gifts does Uganda bring to the rest of the world? And he said to me, that's a great question, Michael. You know, us as a people, we've been through very much. We've been through some of the darkest of the dark times any human being can experience. And yet we're a relatively happy people. He says, I think that's something that we can bring to the rest of the world. I said, absolutely. That's a beautiful gift. So can anything good come from Africa? Yes. Come and see. Can anything good come from being washed in water and having the words, you are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Can anything good come from that? At one, people say, really? Water and God's word? And yet I hear God say, come and see. Harper will be baptized at this baptismal font by God at the next service. And she will hear, like all of us that have been baptized, we will hear God say, you're mine. And you are loved unconditionally. And there's nothing that's going to change that. You are a child of God. Can anything good come from being washed in water and then with God's word, come and see. Can anything good come from a meal at this table? God's table, Christ's table. Can anything good come from a little bit of bread and some wine or grape juice? Where the people that gather at this table are equally broken and equally loved. At this table, there are people that are gathered and are welcomed that have deep differences between ourselves. And yet we find that we are all invited by the one that unites us. And the one that knows everything about us, like Nathaniel, this Jesus knows everything about us at this table. There are no secrets to Jesus. And at this table, he says, I desperately want to give you me. I want to give you me in a love that is unconditional, with a love that can transform your life. Can anything good come from some bread and some wine? Come and see. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we're invited to follow Jesus, the one that unites us all, the one that knows that inside us we have these questions. Can anything good come from that or that or there or there or those people or those people? Can anything good? And I hear Jesus saying to us, come and follow me and see. And when we do, like Nathaniel, our lives will be changed. They won't necessarily become a lot easier life, but they will be changed. Sisters and brothers in Christ, come and see. Now I invite you to stand as you're able.